So far, we have explained the importance of knowledge, and the best way to come to Allah is through knowledge. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "He who knows his own self knows his nurturer." We also said, just like the body has faculties of smell, sight, hearing, touch, and taste, the soul also has faculties: anger, desire, intellectual thought, and imagination. Each one of these faculties need to be tamed, controlled, and used in moderation, otherwise they become a spiritual disease. And out of these faculties, major spiritual diseases can arise, such as lying, backbiting, anger, showing off, envy, self-conceit, waswasa, pride, and love of this world. All of these are major sicknesses of the self, and if you do not control the self, you will truly never know your Lord. We also have noble characteristics that elevate our position with Allah to help us understand ourself much better. Characteristics such as patience, fear and hope, conviction, honesty, love, purity, and more. Each characteristic is a light that requires discipline, and it is necessary to persist in these characteristics as long as we live. Abandoning any of them is a sign of misguidance and a barrier to actually know the self. In this lesson, we will speak about patience. Patience is steadfastness and firmness in the face of desires, and it is required for difficult times and times of distress. Steadfastness comes only as a result of the strength of true knowledge and faith. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Patience is of two types, patience on what you dislike and patience on what you like. Patience in things that you like and desire are things such as food, wealth, status, property, family, friends, and so on. To have patience in these things requires a higher degree of patience, because if you don't restrain yourself from freely indulging in them, even though they are permissible, you will become immersed in these pleasures and as a result become lack of want and discipline. Just as Allah says in the Holy Quran, "No, but indeed man transgresses, because he sees himself not in need of anyone or Allah." As for patience in things that you may dislike, they can be acts of worship, restraining against sins or even trials and tribulations. They fall into three categories. The first category is those acts that you dislike out of choice, either in obedience or disobedience. As for a choice in obedience, exercising patience is difficult. A person may dislike acts of obedience due to laziness, such as in the case of prayer, or due to stinginess, such as giving charity and so on. So patience in acts of worship involves a course of continuous actions despite of the difficulty. They are as follows. Firstly, patience before the act itself. It is to firmly set your intention and sincerity away from pride or showing off. Secondly, patience during the act. Ensure that you do not become heedless of Allah, not to become lazy in fulfilling its due etiquettes, and to remain steadfast until it is complete. Thirdly, after completing the action, you need patience and self-restraint from announcing your deed to others, resulting in riya and ujub. As for a choice in disobedience, patience is very difficult for those that commit sins by habit. Because if a particular sin is something that is easy to commit, then patience becomes even harder to restrain, such as restraining the sins of the tongue from backbiting, lying, praising oneself, and so on. In order to develop a level of patience in these matters, we should keep in mind Allah is watching. Ask Allah for forgiveness, reflect on the consequences, strive to control the nafs by obeying Allah, remember death, and imagine your last action is committing that sin. The second category in those acts that you may dislike are out of your control but have a choice to repel them. For example, someone swears at you. Patience would mean not to retaliate, and be patient over what they say, and ignore them in a graceful manner. The third category is those acts you may dislike and are completely out of your control and have no choice, such as death of a loved one, loss of health through sickness, and so on. Patience in these situations depends on one's conviction. Allah describes the patient ones in many ways and grants them great rewards. Those will have their reward multiplied for their patience. Indeed, the patient will be paid in full their reward without any evaluation. This means the reward for every single action that is a source of closeness to Allah is subject to evaluation, except for patience. Allah has also promised the patient ones that He is with them. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. To acquire patience, it is recommended to: number 1, look at the virtues of patience. 2, ponder over the disadvantages that impatience leaves on people's lives, as impatience does not fix anything but only results in excessive worry. 3, accept the reality of life and certain calamities and misfortunes. This world is not about comfort, but a temporary place of test. 4. Learn lessons from the sufferings of great personalities who exercised patience for the sake of God. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The one who practices patience will never be deprived of success, even though it may take a long time."